November 26, 2019, month-end meeting at 6:30, and regular town board meeting at 7 o'clock. Ready?
Okay, I'd like to welcome everyone to the November 26th audit meeting for the Marlboro Town Board. And we have a quorum present. I know that we have another town board member that will be joining us shortly. Got a couple items, not many vouchers to just go over. First one is the voucher from Lewis and Greer. We need town board approval to pay the monthly invoice, which is in the amount of $536.50. This will be paid from account A, 1355.401. Second, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. The next voucher for discussion is from W.B. Mason. Rudy's looking for authority to pay two invoices. The first one, we'll do these together. The first invoice is in the amount of $782.11. This was for the startup supplies that our assessor ordered as she reorganized the, that office. Among other things, it included a shredder, calculator, display rack, some other items. Also, there's a second invoice in the amount of $618.99 for two desks and a chair. And since both invoices exceed the $500 threshold, needs board approval. Motion to approve.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. And the last voucher I have for discussion is from G.A. Bowden and Sons. And this is for $12.1 gallons of propane. Total amount of voucher is $12.98. And the issue is we have a photocopy signature. I know spoke with Rudy today. He's going to reach out to see if we can get originals on there. So if somebody would like to move accepting a photocopy signature, I'd appreciate that.
Motion to approve.
You signed it as the one, I think. So you're okay. I just need the signature.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Watching.
That was it for discussion, right?
Yes.
I All right, now it's, as we get close to the end of the year, we can end up with additional account transfers, and I have a few to go through for this meeting. And the first transfers that we're going to go through is for the purpose of the purchase of the new IT equipment for all the various departments that the town has, which includes a new switch and wireless access devices, computers, workstations for our employees. And with that, I'm going to need a motion to transfer $14,375 from account A6460.4, which is economic development, general fund, $430 from account A1010.2, which is general town board equipment, $2580 from account account A1220.2, general supervisor equipment, $860 account A1315.2, which is general special projects aid equipment, $2580 to account A1410.2, which is general town clerk equipment, $1720 to account A1355.2, which is general fund assessor equipment, $1290 to account A7140.2, which is general recreation equipment, and $4,915 to account A1620.2, which is general building and grounds equipment. So if somebody would like to move that.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. And the next transfer will be for the workstations and the for employees in the building, planning and zoning departments. This is for town outside operations. And the first amount is $3,440 from account B1990.4 town outside contingent account, and $2580 to B3620.2, which is town outside safety inspection equipment, and $430 to account B8010.2. Town outside zoning equipment, and $430 to account B820.2, which is town outside planning equipment.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
That's probably right, Mr. Chairman.
That's all right. We have a quorum, so we're rocking and rolling.
Oh,
God. You okay?
Yes.
I don't know what happened here this evening. I think the 2-day work week threw me way off.
I was a little concerned that your foray into the Christmas Thanksgiving parade might have done the end of that too.
Yeah, I apologize. I really do.
The next resolution is for transfer of funds, and this is to cover the assessor's department's expenditures. First amount is $751.53 to be transferred from account A1355.401, which is general assessor legal services, and the same amount be transferred to account A1355.4, which is general assessor contractual. We'll do the next one also. Need a motion to transfer $6,538 from account A1355.401, general assessor legal services, as well as $6,538 to account A1355.402, which general assessor special services. And that would be for the purpose of covering GAR/assessor expenses.
Motion.
Second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. And we'll do the next two together as well. We're looking for a resolution that $4,296.47 be transferred from account A1990.4, general contingent account, and the same amount be transferred to account A1620.401, which is general buildings and municipal complex. This is transfers to cover town hall expenses, as well as 1365.34 be transferred from account DB5130.405, which is highway machinery equipment repairs, and 8,000 be transferred from DB5112.493.4, which is highway improvements blacktop / Nova chip, and $9,365.34 be transferred to DB5130.492, which is highway machinery parts. And this is to cover upcoming expenses for parts, and I'll be asking for a motion at the request of the highway superintendent during the regular town board meeting. So somebody would like to move those two transfers.
Motion to move.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. And we'll take the next two together as well. Looking for a motion that $3,000 be transferred from account A7140.2, which is general rec equipment, and $3,000 be transferred to account A7140.4, general recreation contractual, and this is at the request of our rec leader. Also looking for a motion to that $8,000 be transferred from account A7310.1, general youth programs personal services, and the same amount be transferred to A7140.1, general recreation personal services, and this is also at the request of the director.
Motion to approve.
Second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. And this would be a resolution to increase revenues and expenditures. And this is for the purpose of increasing expenditures at the transfer station and also to take into consideration the increase in revenue that have come in. So looking for a motion to increase revenues by $15,000 to account TS-2130, which is transfer station revenues daily fees, and increase expenditures by $15,000 to account TS-8160.4, which is transfer station contractual.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. And the last resolution will be to increase appropriations. And I'll need a resolution to increase appropriations by $49,939.50 to account HP7197.201, which is the REC capital project, adaptive playground. And the purpose of this appropriation is to cover legal, engineering, and construction expenses related to the adaptive playground project.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Anything else, Rudy?
Another fine job, Rudy.
So we're all set. We have all your signatures. I'll entertain a motion to pay the bills as audited.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. And the motion to close the audit?
So moved.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
Thank you.
All right. I'd like to welcome everyone to a regular town board meeting of the Monroe Town Board for November 26, 2019. And with that, we'll begin with a roll call.
Councilman Van Tassel.
Here.
Councilwoman LeClaire.
Here.
Councilman Noonan.
Here.
Supervisor Kuzniers.
Here.
And I would ask that everyone please rise. pledge allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you, everyone. First item on this evening's agenda is approval of minutes. And we have the minutes from a regular town board meeting from October 29th, as well as a public hearing from November 7th, and another regular town board meeting for November 12th. We can take those all together or separately, whatever the board's pleasure is.
Motion to approve the minutes from October 29th, November 7th, and November 12th.
Second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Item 2 on the agenda is to set future meetings and workshops. The first thing we need to do, since our next regularly scheduled town board meeting and audit meeting is Christmas Eve, my suggestion, and my office would very much appreciate it if the board could do December 19th for timing for vouchers and things like that. And save time. Same time, 6:30 for the audit and 7 o'clock for the regular town board meeting. And I guess I'll need a resolution on that since we already have in our code when we do our meeting.
Motion to approve.
Second.
All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries. Also, we need to. We need to schedule a public hearing for the Monroe Emergency Squad budget, as well as the Southlands Falls Fire Company budget. My recommendation would be to do it on the same date. We have the audit at 6:30, so I would suggest that we do 6:50 for the Monroe Emergency Squad public hearing and 6:55 for the Southlands Falls Fire Company. That works for you.
Yep.
And actually, I should, it's not really a meeting, but I do want to bring it up at this point in the agenda. I received a request from nearly all of our town employees to have the town board consider closing town hall the day after Christmas, as well as that Friday, which would be December 26th and 27th. And I have had conversations with our union. They're very much interested in that closure as well. My recommendation would be that employees be offered an opportunity to either use accrued time or to utilize a day without pay. Obviously, because we have a union involved, there have to be a written agreement that they will have to agree to. But I have spoken with the shop steward earlier in the week, and that's not going to be a problem. I know that the highway superintendent had expressed concern if he were to have to call in his employees due to weather, how they would be paid. In my conversations to the highway superintendent and with the shop steward, it would be considered a regular work day, so it would be straight pay. So that is not an issue, and if the board is inclined to move forward with that, we'll draft the language, we'll have council review it, and then we'll get a signature from the union on that as well. So the recommendation, and there's an interest that we still, because it is a holiday and families are together, that we need the recreation facilities open. Okay, so if somebody would like to move that, would be a resolution that the town of Monroe shall be closed for December 26th and 27th
And affected town employees shall be entitled to use accrued time or to utilize a day without pay.
Motion to approve.
Second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Item 3 on this evening's agenda is the Monroe Town White Trails Concept Plan. I had the good fortune to meet with Tracy Clothier last week and suggested that she come before the board and make a presentation on what the LA group would do for us. And so she is here this evening to give us that presentation. So,
thank you. Thank you. I have a little handout just front and back that basically, let's see, take one and pass it down, there's plenty there. So I'm Tracy Clothier, I work for the LA group, and I think you might remember that I made a presentation a while ago, and the town received a $7,500 grant from the Hudson River Valley Greenway, and which would be matched with $7,500 from the town to actually develop a townway trail concept plan. So I wrote down here a little bit about, you know, it's a 5-6 month process and some of the parts and pieces here, the tasks that we would do, which would include, you know, just inventorying all the trails and the recreation areas and you know, existing conditions type of thing, and interviewing the key people in the community who are part of the recreation committee and other staff people that are interested. We then kind of identify where all these trail gaps are in the community and where you could have potential new trail connections. And then where those new trail connections are, some of them may have some significant obstacles, and we would identify what those are, and the committee would actually take some time and think about things such as, do the benefits of building that trail outweigh the cost? Because costs will be a consideration when you're doing this kind of thing. There are a lot of easy parts and pieces in the town of Monroe, but then there are some snarky ones as well that will give you some pause. So what this plan will do is look at all these and give you an idea, an estimate of what it would cost to develop them and how to move forward, phase it and move forward. So the back page is simply a little little background where I'm saying that the project is supported by local plans, right, and regional plans. And I just identified some of these areas where the trail would go between West River Road, Old Fenimore Bridge, the Monroe Riverfront Park, which is a future initiative, the off-road connections to Cooper's Cave and the Bitar Bikeway and then to Nolan Road launch, boat launch and to Potter Point Park and then through Monroe Lake State Park. And as you know, there's a huge initiative to bring that trail up through the Grant Cottage and then eventually down through Skidmore and into the City of Saratoga Greenville. So lots of things going on. That's not going to be for everybody. That is a tough trail. But the trail system around Monroe, around the Hudson River, is really quite unique and wonderful. And I included the little map because it always awes me to see how much riverfront you have. Right? I mean, it's along three sides of the community. And it's just an amazing amount of riverfront and potential for recreation. So the main reason for doing all this is you're doing a conceptual plan. It's the beginning. It's a little sidestep here to ready some of these sections for grants in the future. You have to have a grant plan to get these grants for the future. And they're just getting more and more competitive and requiring a bigger plan first before they will actually fund it. And they want to make sure that you've vetted it and thought it through and you're ready to go. So that's it. And if you have any questions, I'm happy to answer them for you.
So the $7,500 grant that we had been awarded here in the past year, Does that have a sunset time on that? Is that something that they have to use in this calendar year? Is that what we're...
It was received about 2 years ago.
The
letter, the award letter, I checked it out.
Right. That has nothing to do with the one that we applied for last year. We didn't get that one, right?
That's right. Okay. That's right. The one last year that we applied for, we got the big boom trail. We tried for that again. And I think you'll have two things. One is the trail money in the last 2 years has gone for Empire State Trail. It's just the way it is. It's that corridor from Waterford up to Whitehall. That's where the money has gone for all the state grants, for most of the state grants. And so, secondly, this trail is still on the Hudson River, but you're off a little bit. And so having this plan is really going to benefit that, and I think move that forward if you so desire. And I know you have some plans to do some paving of the section and really get that going, so... I think we've done enough work to be able to do that. So it's been, there is no, for these Hudson River Valley Greenway grants, there's really no sunset period. If you know, I would go back and look at it, but you haven't heard anything from them. And they're generous grants, they're easy to administer.
Okay.
I would worry about that, and you could always ask for an extension if you need.
And if the board recalls, in our 2019 budget, we did include the matching portion, $7,500 for 2019.
Does it have anything to do with the conceptualizing anything that might happen out of town, or kind of more of an identification on what we have and what the needs are in each area to eventually develop them?
Well, we would include one on Nolan Road and that whole section and draw it all together. So it's town-wide, so we definitely would be looking at that and connections to that.
You know, but not specifically what we would do with that beyond the trail. We would need...
Oh, you mean the details of construction?
Yeah.
No. You know, it's a $15,000 project, and what you're going to do is on a conceptual level. Right, it's a big, you know, bird's eye level. So you're going to be able to see what you're going to do throughout the town, phase it, cost it out, and say, oh, next steps, this one. Right, this is what we're going to do next. This is what, and the details of what that is follow. And we may have some cost estimates that were done for the grant application that was filed a few years ago. Remember, but I will look at that for you. That might be helpful for you to move forward with the paving.
Any other questions? Thank you very much, Tracy. Appreciate you taking the time to put this proposal together, and town board will review it, and we will get back to you.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Tracy.
Item 4 on the agenda are highway department requests. The first one that I have from Paul, and he was unable to be here this evening due to a personal situation. But I told him to do our best in moving forward with his request. The first one is a request that we hire David B. Smith and add him to the list of available flagger wing persons as needed basis on call. If the board recalls, we have budgeted an hourly rate of $12 per hour. My recommendation would be that the board move forward with this subject to the required pre-employment physical within 3 weeks after his employment. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Our next request is the purchase of gasoline for the remainder of the 2019 budget year. He is asking that the open appeal with Global Montello Group in the amount of $2,300. This is a state contract price, looks like PC 68456. Money would come from account DB5142.460, which has a current balance of $17,448.14.
Motion to approve.
Second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Yes.
Opposed? Motion carries. The next request is one which we tabled the last board meeting, and Paul is requesting that we repair, actually replace, the short electrical line and breaker in the shop area of the garage. At the last board meeting, we only had one quote in the amount of $2,400, and the board asked that we follow our procurement policy and make sure we get three quotes. He has been able to successfully do that. And it looks like additional quotes, in addition to Don Beagle from Hadley at $2,400, is one from Brownell in the amount of $5,925, and a third quote from Colvin Electric in the amount of $2,585. So the low quote would be $2,400, and these funds are allocated for repair from account A, 5132.472, which has a current balance of $88,110.87. So my recommendation would be to go with, his recommendation would be to go with Don Beagle.
Motion approved.
Second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Last item I have for highway is we need to move forward an RFP for stump and tree removal, and there seems to be some confusion with some that believe that we have the option to extend the existing contract that we have with the vendor. However, that language is not included in the contract. So my recommendation is that the town authorize that we go out for an RFP. We've already got the specs drawn up, and we'll ask council to review them and get that out the door, and then we can select the vendor from the RFP.
Fine.
Okay. So I'd like to move that we go out for RFP.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Item 5 on the agenda this evening is Sewer District 1, extension number 5. I'm looking for a resolution for an amendment to the professional services agreement that was dated July 18, 2019. If the board recalls, as we began to move forward with work on putting together a viable sewer plan for part of our commercial corridor, We engaged the services of special counsel for that purpose, and these are reimbursable expenses from EFC. And in order for us to be reimbursed, we have to do an amendment to a professional service agreement. And I'll be looking for authorization for that amendment not to exceed $24,500 for special counsel.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Any discussion?
Yeah.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Opposed? Is there anything else under sewer?
No.
Item six is the Recreation Department. And the first item I have as we continue to move forward with our universal playground. If the board recalls, for the benefit of the public, some of the funding for that equipment is coming out of the town-wide recreational capital reserve fund, not all of it, but a majority of it. And that particular fund requires that we do a formal resolution on that. And I believe the town clerk has that resolution.
I do.
So I'll ask that you read that in the record.
Subject: townwide recreational capital reserve fund expenditure. Whereas by resolution dated December 13, 2011, the town board of the town of Moreau duly established a capital reserve fund designated as the Townwide Recreational Capital Reserve Fund for the purpose of funding the acquisition and development of lands within the town of Moreau for recreational use, including capital improvements on lands presently owned in fee or otherwise, leased or hereinafter acquired in fee or otherwise or leased by the town. And whereas the Townwide Recreational Capital Reserve Fund has a present balance of approximately $411,728.63. And whereas the town board of the town of Moreau has determined it is in the best interest of the town to purchase playground equipment for use at the universally accessible playground and spray park to be located within the Harry Bitar Recreational Park within the town of Moreau. And whereas the purchase of the playground equipment is a purpose for which the townwide recreational capital reserve fund was established. And whereas the town board desires to fund a portion of the purchase of the playground equipment out of the townwide recreational capital reserve fund. And whereas the town board, having deliberated upon this matter, now therefore be it resolved that the town board hereby authorizes the expenditure of funds not to exceed $200,000.00 from the townwide recreational capital reserve fund, a capital reserve fund for the purchase of playground equipment for use at the universally accessible playground and spray park to be located within the Harry Bitar Recreational Park within the town of Moreau. And it is further resolved that the supervisor and or deputy supervisor is authorized to execute any documents necessary to effectuate the purpose identified above. And it is further resolved that this resolution is made pursuant to General Municipal Law Section 6C and is subject to a permissive referendum as permitted by law.
Thank you, Leanne. Just noticing that the language for the balance in the fund does not match the typed numeric. So we'll have to make sure we change that so they match in the second paragraph.
Yeah.
It says that the present balance of approximately $411,788.63. And then it's spelled about $222,000.
Do we know which one is right?
Yeah, I know it's over $411,000.
Okay.
Yeah. I think that amount is the amount that we'll probably be spending with two different reserve funds. Pretty close to it.
Noting that change, motion to approve.
Second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item under Recreation Department, town board should have a request for the final purchase of equipment. We need to, well, our hope is to order it this year, which is why it's before you this evening, so that we are locking in under this year's price versus next year's price with no risk of increased costs for the same amount of equipment. So I think the board has received two proposals from Parkatex, which is the company that we engaged to purchase our equipment from. And the numbers are different on both pages because they believe that we wanted to do a temporary ramp, handicap ramp to that major piece of play equipment down there. And there's two different prices, one's to have it done in wood, one's to have it done in pavers. And then we would pour it in the spring out of concrete after we do the sidewalls. Quite honestly, I think it's a waste of money to spend that money only to tear it out and do it, you know, complete it the right way. The equipment can still be played on, it just won't be handicap accessible for the spring. Quite honestly, I'm not sure, depending on the weather, how many people will be using it if we're not blowing out that area of the park. So with that, I'd ask you to turn to the lower quote, which is the bottom number on the bottom page is $31,692.49. And with that, we will be backing out $4,550, which would have been the cost to install a 17-foot wood ramp. And so if you reduce that amount from the total quote at the bottom of the page and look down the front page, you see the equipment total in the amount of $27,142.49. So I'd entertain a motion to authorize the supervisor to sign the purchase agreement in that amount for the spray part and the equipment that goes along with that, which includes a junior water jewel as part of it, a sidewall stream, and a sea crawler, which the board members have seen examples of those during the workshops we held on that. And this will include the distribution manifold, sequencing, and all the necessary mechanical systems for the drainway. So if somebody would like to do that.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. And the last item I have under Recreation Department this evening is our appointment to the Advisory Youth Board member for Saratoga County Youth Bureau. I'm recommending that now that we have a full-time rec leader that we appoint him to the Advisory Youth Board. Historically, our part-time rec director and full-time rec directors have assumed those roles with the board's appointment. I also learned in talking with Peter that Old Chesapeake, who is our rec leader, that he's also a member of the Warren County Advisory Youth Board. So I think that may derive a benefit from that as well. So if somebody would like to move that resolution appointing Peter to as the Advisory Youth Board member for Tom Rowan.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Item 7 I have listed under the Building Department. It's actually in relation to Planning Board and Zoning Board members. It came to my attention recently that we have our alternate board members that attend board meetings and they are not compensated when they do so. And I think there's a benefit to the town that they are compensated for when they do attend because it will encourage their attendance. I think it will streamline the process if they have to do a substitution. They're not starting from ground zero on the various projects that have already come before the board. They have the ability to be up to, speed and be compensated. So my recommendation is for a resolution authorizing alternate planning board and zoning board members to be compensated when they attend the respective meeting.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Any discussion?
I think that's a good idea. Keeps like everything that is set up to. It keeps them interested in the house, and if there's a reason to swap out, they're here. So that's great.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Item 8 on the agenda is the multi-jurisdictional hazard mitigation plan.
I do.
This is something that the Saratoga County Office of Emergency Services has been working with between New York State Division of Homeland Security and their Emergency Services Office. And by having the respective municipalities in Saratoga County adopt a resolution, it makes them eligible for certain programs that may be coming down the road within the next 5 years. So with that, I'll ask the clerk to read the resolution.
Whereas the Town of Monroe, with the assistance from the Saratoga County Office of Emergency Services, has gathered information and prepared the Saratoga County Multi-Jurisdictional All-Hazard Mitigation Plan. And whereas the Saratoga County Multi-Jurisdictional All-Hazard Mitigation Plan has been prepared in accordance with the Disaster Mitigation Act of 2000. And whereas the Town of Monroe is a political subdivision within Saratoga County, and Saratoga County has afforded its citizens an opportunity to comment and provide input on the plan and the actions in the plan. And whereas the Town of Monroe has reviewed the plan and affirms that the plan will be updated no less than every 5 years. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Town Board of the Town of Monroe, adopts the Saratoga County Multi-Jurisdictional All-Hazard Mitigation Plan, and resolves to execute the actions in the plan.
Thank you, Leanne. Would somebody like to move that resolution?
Motion to approve.
Second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. And the deadline for that was December 1st. Item 9 is the transfer station. I think the board is aware that it has come to our attention that we have a leachate holding tank that is part of our compactor where the leachate is collected for disposal at a later date. And we believe, based on looking at drawings from 1996, that it's a 2,500-gallon tank. It is full, needs to be emptied. And after a tireless search in my office and others, we have no record that has ever been pumped since it was installed, which I find hard to believe. I probably chalk it up to poor record keeping, but either way, we have no record of it being pumped. It needs to be pumped, and in order to do so, the leachate has to be tested. Otherwise, certified haulers will not pump it out for disposal. So I had reached out to some individuals in Saratoga County Sewer Authority to see if they could be helpful, at least in getting it tested for us. The director was kind enough to set up a telephone call for me with the lab director, and We talked at length about what we should be testing for so that somebody will, in fact, pick up the leachate. And I do have some pricing. However, there's a lot of variables in that, and the pricing I have is for Saratoga County. And I think that's because they're a frequent flyer. They have that rate, so it's going to be higher for the Town of Monroe. County pays $737 for the testing. The testing is for, I'm not going to go through all of them, but it's for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 key contaminants. And these will have to be tested for by a firm out of Albany, Adirondack Environmental Services. There's, we can expedite it with increased costs. The bottom line is, if we take into consideration all the flat rate that come out, if you want to turn around in 5 business days, there's 25% surcharge on that. I believe, although we didn't get a call back from them today, that if the board were to authorize the expenditure of up to $1,350, that would more than cover the costs associated with that testing, and therefore we could have it removed in a timely fashion. So I don't know what the board's pleasure is on that. My recommendation would be to move forward authorizing that up to that amount, and then if it comes in less, bonus.
Motion to approve.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. We may have a second article.
We'll save the record.
We'll
save
the letter. We'll save the letter. All right. Item 10, Old Bend Road. I think the board, as well as the clerk, has before them a resolution renaming Dyke Road to Old Bend Road. The reason that we're moving forward with this is that the town's been made aware that over the years there's been a significant amount of confusion regarding their addresses as it impacts deliveries on Old Bend Road. And in order to alleviate the confusion, the town board would like to move forward and officially renaming of Dyke Road to Old Bend Road. So, if Leanne, would you be kind enough to read that resolution?
Subject resolution renaming Dyke Road to Old Bend Road. Whereas the town of Moreau is the owner of a highway known as Dyke Road, which is located as an extension of Old Bend Road in the town. Dyke Road measuring approximately 3,425 linear feet. And whereas Dyke Road is referenced in 32 addresses on town highway inventory records, Saratoga County Emergency 911 addressing, assessor files, and tax maps. And whereas residents of Dyke Road have advised the town that there is confusion regarding their addresses as their respective addresses use Old Bend Road for mailing and location, the area is known as Old Bend Road and it is a physical extension of Old Bend Road. And whereas in order to alleviate the confusion and aid the residents of Dyke Road in identifying the location of the homes, the town agrees that it is in the best interest of the residents and the town to rename Dyke Road to Old Bend Road. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the town board, on behalf of the town, does hereby consent to the renaming of Dyke Road as such as listed on the records of the town of Moreau and county of Saratoga, and that it will henceforth be known as Old Bend Road. And it is further resolved that the assessor, attorney for the town, highway superintendent, and supervisor are hereby authorized and directed to execute any and all necessary documents to effectuate the renaming, including but not limited to notifying all necessary agencies, emergency 911, and Saratoga County Mapping Department.
Thank you very much, ma'am. Would somebody like to move that?
Motion to approve.
Second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Item 11 on the agenda is privilege of the floor. At this time, any individual that would like to address the board will have 3 minutes to do so. I ask that you keep your comments germane to town business. We will not entertain discussions on personnel matters. And approaching the podium, please state your name and address for the record. Would anybody like to address the board? Mr. Killian.
Good evening. I'm Killian, 69 Burt Road. A couple of questions that I have for the board is, are there any questions from the moratorium that you guys might have that we can alleviate now instead of later? And number two is, have any of you guys heard of NYSERDA yet? Any news from NYSERDA as far as it's been passed, possibly? That's it.
Thank you. Regarding NYSERDA, they we had a meeting with them several weeks ago.
myself and council, and that meeting was essentially NYSERDA offering the town any assistance that we may ask for or require as we draft a local law on depending on whether we want to authorize the installation of commercial solar arrays outside the industrial park. We have not required their assistance or asked for it at this time, and we continue. We're still in the early stages of drafting a local law on that, but they will be involved. There's no question that they will be able to be immensely helpful based on their experience as a state agency and working with municipalities and other areas as we move forward with our draft legislation. And I'm sorry, your first question?
The first question was, any questions from the moratorium there that would be able to alleviate any, possibility of extending the actual moratorium again?
Yeah, not at this time. I haven't received any. I haven't had any from the public at this time. So, not to say that we're not confused or have questions. We just don't have them at this time. Anyone else like to address the board? Yes.
William Gifford, 13 Saunders Drive. Mr. Chairman, members of the board, I just have a couple of questions. Is there a committee that's formed to meet with NYSERDA about this topic? Have you formed a committee on this?
Go through all your questions and we'll...
Yes, that's number one. If so, who's the chair? And when do they meet? When and where?
So if all your questions are related to that committee, we have not formed a committee.
Okay. Pertaining to the amount that you'll be paying the alternate board members when they do attend, do you have an idea how much that amount will be?
Well, that would be hard to pinpoint because we don't know which meetings that they may or may not attend, but I can tell you that a board member gets $50 per meeting. $50 per meeting. And there are five board members or two alternates.
Right.
So there's potential for, if they were to come to every meeting, it'd be an extra $100.
Okay. Is there a plan to put together a committee to work with NYSERDA on this?
Not at this time.
Not at this time? What are the processes to put into place to form a committee that will work under the direction of the board?
The board would create it. Town board.
Okay. How would that process be?
The town board would feel compelled to create the committee to take guidance from those members of the public that are on the committee.
I see. Okay. Thanks. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Anyone else like to address the board? If not, we will move on to supervisor items. First item I have, and I think council got a copy of this, I know the town board did, we have received a correspondence from ATT Cellular, which is a landlord on one of our water towers in regards to a water tower / lease buyback program. This is not something that I'm personally interested in at this time. I don't know how the rest of the board feels about that. We're already getting revenues from those water towers with a quite extensive contract that has evergreen clause, I think, for five-year periods.
Right.
Quite honestly, as long as we're running municipal water through it that the town's responsible for, I think that the town should retain custody of those, that infrastructure.
That's how we agree.
So we will not move forward on that. Received correspondence from the State Department of Agriculture and Markets regarding a dog control officer inspection report that was conducted on November 18th. And we received a rating for dog control services as satisfactory. Things that they looked at, equipment, whether dogs are held and transported safely, whether equipment's maintained in a clean and sanitary condition, whether veterinary care is provided when necessary, a dog euthanized humanely, and complete seizure disposition records are maintained for all dogs. And it was yes in all those categories. Received correspondence from Surf City County Soil and Water Conservation District municipalities. Rated to you says two Surf City County officials. Surf City County Soil and Water Conservation District is working in conjunction with the Upper Hudson River Watershed Coalition to develop a watershed management plan for the Upper Hudson River, which is the Hudson River above the Troy Dam. This plan will give an overview of the current status of the watershed and discuss opportunities for improvement. A large part of this plan will be the listing of possible future projects within the watershed that could improve or maintain water quality. We are seeking project ideas from the municipalities to include in the plan. Including these projects in the plan will help when seeking future grant funding. And for this reason, we are trying to include any projects that we can reasonably expect to be needed in the next 5 to 10 years. So we have an application form. The town is interested or has any ideas. Town board members, please send them to me, and I'll make sure that we complete the application and get it to the county. Regarding the sewer district, I have sent out letters to the three mobile home parks, letting them know that there will be archaeological surveys conducted on the property, and with that, there's a consent sheet that they must sign and return to me, and so that we can enter their property for that testing. That was at the request of our town engineer. I also did a letter to residents and landowners, letting them know that they will, over the next several weeks, they will see survey crews out and about, and that they will be working only in the public rights of way and not on their property at this time, so that they have kept up to date on what's going on with the sewer project. Also want to let the board know that, in public, that we have received a $2,000 grant for the purchase of AED equipment from the Charles R. Wood Foundation grant program. And I think you have a memo on how the money is going to be dispersed for that purpose. And this is a huge improvement. I mean, we have had AEDs that were not known to be operating, and this funding will help us get everything current as far as inspection, battery installation, and ensuring that proper electrodes are included with the equipment. We did ask for, I think we asked for $4,000 or $5,000. But we'll take the $2,000. It'll be very helpful. So I want to, on behalf of the board and the town residents, express my appreciation to the Charles R. Wood Foundation grant program. I received a notice from the Saratoga County Treasurer regarding the Saratoga County mortgage tax distribution as of September 30th. Town of Moreau will be receiving $163,228.29. This is for the period of April 1 through September 30th.
which is in the top 5 or 6 between the towns and cities and counties. And the last item I have at the last full board meeting of the Saratoga County Board of Supervisors, 4 resolutions were passed unanimously. And I'll give you a brief overview of each of them. First one is authorizing implementation of and funding in the first instance of 100% of the federal aid and state for the Marticelli program and eligible cost of transportation federal aid project, appropriation funds thereafter, and amending the budget in relation thereto. And this would be for County Route Southland Falls to Port Edward Road, County Route 28, Reservoir Road to New York State 197 in the town of Monroe. Next one is authorizing the chairman of the Saratoga County Board of Supervisors to enter into an agreement with Greenman Peterson Inc. for design services related to the pavement preservation of County Route 28. The third one was a resolution authorizing implementation and funding of the first instance of the federal aid for County Route 31, which is Portugal Road over North Branch Creek. And the last one is also authorizing the chairman of the board to enter an agreement with Clark Patterson Engineers, Surveyors, and Architects for design and road incidental services related to the County Route 31 project. So we made a good portion of the resolution last week. I think that's all I have under privilege of the floor. I'm sorry, supervisor items. So we'll move on to item 13, which is committee reports.
I don't know if we have any of this.
You noticed they did cemeteries, they marked trees in the cemetery.
Well, I did see that.
We looked at it. I think pressing the
so we have monies, as you recall, allocated in the budget for that. I don't know if both members of the cemetery committee have looked at those trees or not. I know a member of the public is concerned that the roots may be upturning headstones, but I'll follow a recommendation of the cemetery's committee.
Just have a quick update on the IT project. Third motion. So the Windows 7 migration, the Windows 10, the bulk of the project is. I spoke with PS Technical Services. It's moving along on the schedule. I haven't run into any major problems that they haven't been able to overcome. A couple surprises. We expected a couple of those to come up. I worked with the vendors. So that will continue. We'll be well ahead of the deadline that we would have to meet. And we'll be done before the year ends. And then the new firewall switching and access points that are replacing the old out-of-date unsupported models, those have all been installed and configured. So we're in good straits as it relates to the security on the network, as it relates to the firewall and switches. And the access points and the project's moving along.
Great. Thank you very much. Anything else from the committee reports? If not, I will need a motion to go to executive session for the purpose of discussing the performance of an unnamed town employee.
So
moved.
Aye.
Motion carries. Thank you, everyone.
Ready?
All right, we're all set.
Okay.
All right, I'll entertain a motion to come out of executive session and let the record reflect that we did not take any action in the executive session.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right, and a motion to close the meeting.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.